Section 3. More integrated listening and writing. Listen to the lecture and answer the questions.
On Friday, we began looking at what happens in the brain when we sleep. Now we're going to move on to the question of dreaming and what it's all about. Probably the best-known book on dreams ever published is Sigmund Freud's The Interpretation of Dreams, which he published in 1900. In it, Freud essentially said that dreams are wish fulfillments. They show the dreamer's unconscious desires being granted. He famously said that dream interpretation was, and I quote, "the royal road to a knowledge of the unconscious activities of the mind." To this day, scientists who study the brain are still trying to figure out why we dream and whether we should examine our dreams for hidden meanings, though they do agree that finding answers to these questions is important. I'm going to talk about two different modern perspectives on dreaming and how they relate to Freud's ideas. Now, on one side, there's a group of researchers that believe Freud had it all wrong. Dreams are just a byproduct. They're a kind of accidental result of other brain activity with no real purpose and no hidden meanings. To explain this point of view, you need to remember that dreaming occurs during REM sleep, or rapid eye movement sleep. Can someone remind us what that is? Yes.
It's a stage of sleep in which the person's eyes move quickly back and forth. And also, the rest of the body doesn't move at all, but there's intense brain activity.
Right. And REM sleep originates in what part of the brain?
The thalamus?
You don't sound very confident in your answer.
No, wait. The brainstem.
Now you got it. The brainstem. The most basic or primitive part of the brain is the part that regulates breathing and other basic functions. During REM sleep, the brainstem sends a lot of random signals to the parts of the brain that are involved in emotion and vision. At the same time, the logical centers of the brain shut down. A side effect of all this is the bizarre visual images that we call dreams. Is that clear so far?
But what's the purpose of REM sleep if it's not dreaming?
I'm glad you asked that, because I had meant to cover that last time and never got around to it. From the non-Freudian point of view, REM sleep has several functions that are more important than dreaming, such as regulating body temperature and strengthening the body's defenses against disease. We'll have to go into more detail on that a bit later. Now, on the other side of the debate, there is another group of neuroscientists who believe Freud was right, or at least basically right, about dreams. Their view is that when people are dreaming, they are in a state in which motivations, goals, and plans are especially important. One of these scientists says dreams occur in a wishful state of mind. What's their evidence for this? Basically, they emphasize the role of the frontal brain in dreams. Remember that the centers for emotions and motivations are in the frontal brain. The pro-Freudian researchers claim that these centers are especially active during REM sleep and are crucial to dreaming. Therefore, they say we tend to dream about the objects of our intense interest or desire.
Number 1. What is the topic of the lecture? Number 2. How is the information in the lecture organized? Number 3. Which of the following is not true of REM sleep? Number 4. Listen again to part of the lecture, then answer the question.
Right. And REM sleep originates in what part of the brain?
The thalamus?
You don't sound very confident in your answer.
Why does the professor say this?
You don't sound very confident in your answer.
Number 5. Listen again to part of the lecture, then answer the question.
Is that clear so far?
But what's the purpose of REM sleep if it's not dreaming?
I'm glad you asked that, because I had meant to cover that last time and never got around to it.
What does the professor mean when he says this?
I'm glad you asked that, because I had meant to cover that last time and never got around to it.
Number 6. The second group of researchers mentioned by the professor emphasized the importance of... Number 7. Which of the following is mentioned as a function of REM sleep? Number 8. It can be inferred from the lecture that Freud's ideas on dreams...